It is time for us to check sports, and until we get more sports to talk about, Mike Kozak comes in once a week. It's on a Friday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Tell me, how stupid are people?
Where do we start with that question? That's a loaded question.
In today's society, where everybody has pretty much a high-quality phone in their hand, all right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. St. John's, listen to this, a fencing coach, all right? A fencing coach at St. John's just went on a racist rant at a fencer. At a fencer. This is a fencing coach, and he lost his job. I just don't understand people. Especially when you're paid by public funds. You got to know that everybody's got a phone.
See, what they need to do is, and I know it's out there, they need to send an electronic shockwave through the air that all these people that take all these videos with their phones just fry right in their hands. That's what we need to do.
Well, it's just, I don't condone it. I don't condemn it. I don't, because I wasn't there. But nowadays, you can get caught on a phone doing anything anywhere. And I just don't understand it, but we'll move on from that.
Those days back when I used to hang out and you leave the bar kind of drunk and you put your foot through somebody's window, today I'd get in trouble for it.
I can remember instances in Kingston, New York, coming back to my house at 3 o'clock in the morning and stumbling along. And maybe I even remember once I sat down on the curb and fell asleep up against the lamppost.
Yeah, I fell asleep against a tree one night in Belmar.
I woke up freezing cold, even though it wasn't freezing cold. Mm-hmm. The next morning. Well, anyways.
I think that's, with all these, in the day of outlawing, I think they need to outlaw cell phones. I think you just got to throw them all in the garbage.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
It'll make life a lot better.
All right. Where do you want to start in sports?
We could start with non-sports. I don't know about you, but I don't want to watch basketball or hockey in the summer. Do you?
That's the real strange aspect of these leagues thinking about, well, the NBA starting a tournament, but the NBA, but the NHL, it's just not right. And it's getting to the point where I don't know if you can take a baseball season seriously if it's only going to be 60-some or 70-some games.
You could take a baseball season. Well, you can have a baseball season, yeah, because you're going to play about a half of a season, but that's not going to happen either. And if anybody thinks that's going to happen, they're chasing their tail too.
Yeah. I think that the sports that, like hockey and stuff like that and basketball, they should just wait till their next season.
How many times all the sports, basketball, hockey, baseball, I forgot to shut my alarm off, and I got to go upstairs and shut it off. How many times did they end the season because of a strike?
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened, right?
Yeah.
See, it's not like air raiding here.
That's right.
Now, because of this, you can't do it? And it's not like they weren't given opportunities. I mean, basketball and hockey are trying to do something, but it's not going to work. I won't watch it. I got no interest in it. Yeah. And baseball, they just keep cannibalizing themselves. So to heck with them.
Yeah, I just don't. I guess I don't understand sports ownership or the sports figures themselves anymore.
In a time where millions of people lost their businesses and people committing suicide because they lost their jobs, you really think I care about a baseball player that's arguing that he should be making $15 million or out of his $30 million, you really think I care about that?
Yeah, no, not at all.
You think people care about that?
Nope. There's far more. Greed. It's called far more important things to worry about.
Yep.
All right.
And they keep cannibalizing themselves. Yeah. The baseball offered them the perfect deal, which was you get paid for the amount of time that you play. Not good enough. At that point, baseball just lost me. If it was me, I'd void all contracts. Everybody's a free agent. There's no season this year. Go play in Japan or Korea, wherever you want to go. You can go play anywhere else, but you're banned from playing in Major League Baseball. You see how fast they sign that contract, they sign that deal then.
All right. Any racing coming up this weekend?
Very little. Yeah. Belmont, there's one stake tomorrow, if you want to call it that. The Grade 1 Ogden Phipps going a mile and a 16th. Six horses line up for this. The favorite, Ollie's Candy, looks like he's pretty solid in here. I'm going to try to take a shot with two horses to beat him. One is the horse, the three. She's Julie. This horse has some speed. Maybe he can get away, maybe not. It's one of those races. It's not a very illustrious race. And the other horse I'm looking at is the sixth, Golden Award. This horse shows some speed, too. Maybe they'll get out, get brave, run around a track. But the horse definitely to beat is the five, Ollie's Candy. But I'm going to go with a 3663 exacta in that race. I'm going out to Churchill, where the racing's a little bit better than New York tomorrow. The 10th race is an optional claimer for three-year-olds, and we'll get to three-year-olds in a minute. These are three-year-old fillies. 12 horses go to post. See, that's the difference between watching Churchill Downs and watching Belmont. Belmont has short fields. Churchill Downs, they're putting 12 in a gate almost every race, and that's what makes competitive racing. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is on the rail, the one horse, Miss T2. The reason why I'm looking at these two horses is who they ran against. The name of the horse is Four Graces. This horse has run back-to-back big races out there in Kentucky, and that horse is missing from this race. Misty 2 ran second to Four Graces, won second in a row, her second in a row against Misty 2. And Sconson is another horse who got left at the gate and put in a late run in that same race. So I'm going to go with the 1661 in this race at Churchill Downs tomorrow. And the race after that, this was the 10th. The 11th race is the grade through Louisville. It's a mile and a half on the turf. And once again, 12 horses go to the gate here, unlike New York, six-horse field. How can New York have six-horse fields? They'll only be open for a week. I don't know. Couple of horses I'm looking at in here. One is the favorite, the 5, Arklow. This horse runs as a specialist on the distance. Only 1-for-3 at Churchill, though, lifetime. An 8-to-5 morning line in here. This horse is getting all the respect because of the types of races it ran in. But I think there's a couple of horses in here you got to watch out for. The 12 admissions office, if it wasn't the 12, that would be my top pick in this race. A mile and a half starts on the back stretch, and then you hit the turn, so you got to try to either get position or jump right to the rail. This horse is probably going to try to go to the rail and work out a trip. And with the 12-horse field, that's going to be tough to do. Leperoux might be able to maneuver it, but I wouldn't take too short a price on this horse. I would use it in my exotics, but I wouldn't put this horse on top solely because of the post position. The horse I'm going to put on top is the 4 horse. He's No Lemon, and it is Lemon, not Lemon. This horse has been running distance races and runs very well at him. If you look at his 3-turn races, he's very competitive right there all the time. This horse is a 4-year-old, first time running as a 4-year-old from 3. This horse is eligible to improve, and if anybody could get this horse to improve, it's the trainer, Graham Motion. And Motion's been sending out horses off the layoff all spring, and he's been clicking. No reason why this one can't. And with a morning line of 15-1, definitely worth a little bit of a shot here. So in the Louisville, I'm going to box the 4-5-12, and I'm going to make a win bet on He's No Lemon.
All right.
And some bad news for racing this week. The horse who I thought was unbeatable, and I said there's only one way this horse can lose, well, it happened. Maxfield fractured his leg. They had to put 2 screws in it. He can race as a 4-year-old. He will make 100% recovery, but he will not make the Kentucky Derby. So the Kentucky Derby's becoming a list of invalids. The Baffert horses, Maxfield, one at a time, they just keep falling off the face of the earth. And that was a big blow to the Kentucky Derby this week. So Maxfield is out.
All right. Sad news to end the sports on. Mike, we'll check with you next week and see what's been happening.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one thing's going on, though.
What?
My nephew, who's going to Miami next year to play baseball,
yeah.
The Northwoods League is playing in Wisconsin and Minnesota. So you might get baseball on TV after all. You might be watching them play all summer. At least it's legit.
That's right. It's baseball.
Yep.
All right, Mike. We'll check with you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.